Blog Talk Radio.
Shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on
Sports. Well, we are here at the Barclays Center, and there's been a
Thank you.
the Lord be thank you for another day. More importantly, have your will, have your way. Thank the Lord for food on our back, shoes on our feet, clothes on our back, food on our table. More importantly, your way be our way. In the name of your darling son, first and foremost, in Jesus' name, the Lord. Amen. As always, we play my little Brazilian theme as we shout out to our number one listener from Volta Redonda, Rosie, who listens to every single show that we have for you on Sports in Depth. I also want to say happy birthday to my beloved mother, which is her 89th birthday tomorrow. Shout out to all Caribbeans who passed in Ricardo, their Casamento, a couple of days ago in Rio de Janeiro. I've got to go to San Paulo for Mafiado, Chiquino, El, and Luisi, and Yuri and Ricardo, and Diego and his family, the Double G's, and also Sammy, my sister, Sandra, and their mother, Sylvia, for Teresa, my man, who just got married to his lovely Philippian wife. And shout out to him and all our fans down there and Mexico, and also his lovely daughter and Gary and Tiana. Wow. Let's make a round and see and just a couple of people what their thoughts was on this big fight. That's where the main pick comes on. It's against Houston. Now, you know, it's I guess that's it. We got a pretty good crowd here tonight too, huh?
Very, very good turnout.
Yeah. Especially for two guys who are really not talkable names. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Neither guy has made their mark outside of their respective hometown.
Yeah. And they're right here. Bill Calhoun, once again, congratulations to you. JG, don't move. Congratulations to you. We got a few on that last fight. We did a real quick talk here. You got 2 seconds. Hey, what's your name? Danny G, last fight. How do you think that fight
went? I actually think it was pretty close. I think, I don't know, Fortuna came on strong in the end. He gave Easter a little bit more than he could handle, believe it or not. Easter's calling out Linares and Garcia, but the truth is he looked really vulnerable. He usually runs through his opponents, and Fortuna is a little bit older, still has it. He's moving great. He was making Easter miss by a lot, which shows that, and he was hurt a couple times. Easter was hurt a couple times. So all in all, pretty close fight. It could have went either way. It's sad that the point taken away is what decided the fight. So the referee actually decided the fight in this case rather than the fighters themselves. Just my thoughts.
And Danny, on the other hand, you know, there's a point was well made. By the champion. He came in and he didn't make weight. I mean, he did not make weight as a fighter. I mean, I could see it as a basketball player, a football player, a baseball player, but how do you come as a former champion? I didn't win a title. You don't make weight. And JG said, you know what? Maybe the problem is, hey, you don't deserve the title because if you win the fight, the belt goes out there. Let's give it away and let us get it.
I tend to agree. The professionalism in making weight is important in boxing. Actually, I was at the weigh-in, and he came in at like 138 and a half, and it didn't seem like he was so eager even to get to the weight. So I understand that point too. I guess he may have thought he needed some type of edge in dealing with Easter's height. I guess not a title fight on fighting a bigger, heavier guy than him, Easter. So he does make a good point in saying, hey, you didn't even make weight. You don't deserve a rematch. And I think Easter might be right. Two ways to look at it. I was proud of Fortuna for giving us such a good show.
Point taken away. And so, you kind of, a lot of people kind of believe with the porn taking away his weight. He's a muscle type. You have thoughts on this fight?
I thought
Fortuna
was able to win it. I thought he kind of got down the low mid to late rounds, but towards the end of the round, he picked it up. The last three rounds were hard to give a great start. An opportunity to run and stay busy. I thought he did enough to win the fight, but you know, what are you going to do?
I think that's the point we got to look at it, and JC made the point, you don't make the weight, and there's no excuse. I mean, we were trying to know, you got a trainer, a stretch coach, basic coach, and you don't make the weight. So now, if you do win the fight, the title goes out there, so you know what, let's just keep it where it is.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's a former two-time champion, so he knows what it takes to be in there. He lost the title on the scales, but he certainly came to fight. I think Robert Easter's stock kind of declined a little bit from that, but, Fortuna definitely earned some stripes.
Yeah, you got it down in football, boy. You sure missed it. You still in that backfield. You had to be considered lost a couple of games. You shouldn't have lost, but without him back there, man, it was kind of maybe like a loss.
It's tough. It was definitely tough, but we're looking for a good step up next season.
Hey, Peter, where can we find you? Where are you from? You got an email address? What talk to you right
here? Yeah. You can find me at RamaRamBoston.com and all social media at RBRBoston.com. And we're all over the place.
You don't make the weight. Okay, there's no excuse for that. So now, if you win the fight, the title goes out there. So maybe the basic stand, let's just keep you where it is. But no excuse, 8 rounds. No way you can say, I'm going to lose 8 rounds. So, make a decision. But maybe the powers will be a stand. You know what? You didn't make weight. You don't deserve to lose the fight. You know what? He didn't make the weight. But they both agreed to get into a ring. Once they get into the ring and whatever happens, as far as Fortuna did a better job. He pretty much humiliated this guy for 8 rounds over a 12-round fight. Well, once they got in the ring, they agreed to it. You don't determine just because the guy doesn't make weight. That's something you do before. You either say, hey, we don't fight, or you rush away, make the guy lose the weight. But you do not take it away from him just because he didn't make the weight, especially if you agree upon it. We're still into the sport, and we come up late on the sport, you're right. I mean, there's no way around, but you can win 8 rounds in a fight and lose the fight. It's kind of sad that he didn't make the win because if you got it now, he's got the title.
Exactly. He does have the title.
And I can't say he deserves to have the title. He's got to walk away with it either way. It was his title. Win or lose, he could have gotten KO'd. It was his title. He was keeping the title. But it was a travesty to the sport, the way that the judges scored this thing. A draw, I could have went for it and said, okay, maybe. But for that wide of a margin, I can't say that Easter won that fight just anyway. And you continue to have this kind of thing happening in boxing, which makes it bad for boxing. And like I said, you can deal with a draw instead of a upset, but you can't continue to have these kind of obvious deficiencies where a guy won the fight. I mean, it's not like a baseball game. We can pitch him the next day or 5 days, a baseball game. And it's just hell, you lost. It's
lost.
You deserve that.
Right. The bottom line is, it's the reason why MMA was stealing boxing fans because of decisions like this. I'm a true hardcore boxing fan. This rubs me the wrong way. It makes me like, maybe I don't want to watch the next TV fight or the next televised fight on Showtime. It just rubs you the wrong way.
So you make the best point. You'll see the thing about me. They made you money, you get 8 fights, and they know this is about you, number one by 18,
just see you around. And you're right. It's a quality of voice. A quality of voice. And you're right. It's just a thunder from boxing. Absolutely. It's too bad because after we get the title of it, the bigger match, if they win, they'll lose. But boxing is a much better sport. The way he muggles over my phone. Should I stand? That makes you not want to watch the sport of boxing. But in reality, street science is the best sport as far as combat sports. Only like tonight, Smith Peterson.
É melhor ser alegre que ser triste. Alegria é melhor coisa que existe. É assim como a luz
do coração.
Põe um pouco de amor numa cadeia. Se tá bem que ninguém no mundo vê. A beleza que tem um samba não é.
I agree. I think tonight is the name of the truth, and we'll learn the truth tonight. I agree.
So, you're saying, just try to smash the problem and just keep passing that pain. I'm not going to be able to put it in trouble. We can kind of say, I'm going to die. No, no, no.
Very true. And I think that never adds to the momentum of fights here in front of the Barber Center. Way to control. He's the one we got.
Porque o samba nasceu lá na Bahia. Se hoje ele é branco na poesia, se hoje ele é branco na poesia, ele é negro
demais.
No coração.
Oh, I have here on my tool to win is 117 on the back. So this is a boxer here. Boxing is a guy who clearly won the fight, and then the judge is robbed him the pick. That's the problem I have with it. And I think something needs to be going on with these judges and the wrong bodies who have these judges to throw in the college and fight.
But this is happening too often here. You know, you need a bad decision now. It's a big reason why RA is moving in because they give you quality fights, better referees.
You know,
boxing,
sweet
science,
is on the first hour. That's true, I totally agree. And I go back to Danny Garcia versus Mauricio Herrera. And that's why Mauricio Herrera, and look at where Mauricio Herrera is right now. Of course, the world could have been if they gave them that win, but they didn't. Hey, don't need a match.
Can you
make a match
come out? Smith, just shoot. Guy on the rise. Peterson, if you show the Peterson, would be a big win. Lesson to be learned from Peterson, which can help truth as he moves on in his career.
I definitely agree. I think Earl Spence, he has to come out here and make a statement. I feel like Lamont Peterson, his back is against the wall. And we know how when people back is against the wall, you see the greatness of them. But at the end of the day, I got Earl Spence winning this fight by KO between 4 and 8 rounds.
One more time, David, who is?
Hey, Corey, RLTPA Grandchild, RLTPA Boxing Talk on Facebook, RLTPA Boxing Talk on YouTube, RLTPA Radio. Y'all make sure y'all check that out.
Yes, yeah, I like your style.
Hey, sir, ask me.
Oh man, the truth is about the tank, man. If it's between 5 and 7, man, I see how he's talking, man.
It's bad, man. Man down.
So the truth still remains. The truth also, man. on the mission, man. I'm on the mission. I'm like, what's up? I'm on the mission. One more time, man. Give me your name and affiliation.
Yes.
Man, I'm Big Ticket, man. I'm with LOTK, you know? We on that bullshit again. Yeah. Like yourself. I said, what's that? I'm going to get ready to start. Your name and affiliation?
Jason Rodriguez. Jason Rodriguez.
Struggling, kind of like with his endurance, actually. I think he should move up to 140. I don't think he's really good at 35. And he's tall enough to be able to, he has the shoulders, too, to be able to translate all to 140.
Well, it's good in the situation, real quick. Wait a minute. The power would be saying, look, you didn't make the weight, so you don't deserve the title. So keep it where it is.
Keep it where it is. But at the same time, though, once. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't fair, but Fortuna did win.
You know,
Yeah.
The main event's coming on. Spence against Peterson. A win by Spence, the truth, will violate the truth. It will be a big win against a credible opponent. At the same time, it will be a lesson he can learn from one of the elite fighters of our time.
I wouldn't call Peterson an elite. He never was really elite, but very strong veteran. I think he'll give Spence some rounds. I think
thanks for being with us and talking about the fight. Talk to you later. Swoosie, thanks for being with us and talking
about the fight. Where is the music coming from now? Where is the music coming from? Oh, well.
What happened there? Wow. Okay. Oh, it's the main event. And I don't know where the music's coming from. But, a little stunned. Ah. Wow. Pretty world. Brazil 66. Somebody join us? Okay. Oh, I know where this comes from. I kept having, my goodness, the longest time I had my, because I want to apologize. Wow. Music in the background. Okay. It's the first round. It should be a round of technicality, a round of feeling out. The consensus is that Spence should pull the fight out. There'll be a very good chance for a lot of people who have not seen Spence to finally see him, and those who have seen him to see him again. JG, come on back. And so it's round one of the main event. I want to apologize for the music in the background. I got carried away. At the same time, it caused some not distractions for my broadcast. That's it. It wasn't a blog like radio on Trust and Guard Radio Network. JG, the consensus was is that Vitor did win the fight, but in what you said, some said it could have been a situation unjustly so, unfairly so, but you didn't make the weight. Keep it where it is.
I concur.
round one, Spence Peterson, Kyle, the quintessential shootout round. It's not Hagler and Hearns. It's the quintessential shootout round. I mean, Spence is a guy that I say he's got a old man's head in a young guy's body. Peterson, I think, has been one of the elite fighters, one of the elite professionals of his time. And as we said earlier, win here is big, and it's a lesson learned in boxing, too, for Spence.
Doc, we're 2-for-2. Again, I concur. This is Spence Hagler Hearns, that's for sure. What I can tell you what I saw, Spence controlled the distance. He dictated the tempo of the fight. He worked the jab, and he kept Peterson on the outside. If Peterson is going to box with Spence, he might as well just throw in the towel because he can't box with him.
Keith Thurman, WBA, WBC, undefeated champion, 28-0. Spence, IBF, 22-0, Jeff Horn, 18-0. These are the guys that they're talking about, guys that are probably, you can see down the line, other notable middleweights, Danny Garcia, Lamont Houston, who's fighting tonight, Sean Porter, who's dead, is in town, Manny Pacquiao, and Terrence Crawford. Crawford is not a welterweight yet, am I right, Jason?
Terrence Crawford moved up after he unified the 140-pound division when he knocked out Julius Ndongo in the summer.
JG on the money. He's the guy that I think, when you talk about the two most talented young guys, he's the other guy, Terrence Crawford.
There's no doubt about it. Fight fans are salivating for a fight.
And Crawford. You don't want to happen too soon, and we don't know what the ratifications and delays will be, as you know, he's with top rank. Peterson and these guys here, Al Heyman, you know, so often fights are not made, not because the fighters don't want to fight them, is that because the promoters are fighting?
Because of the political divide, and sometimes it's just hard. And I think it's not so much Al Heyman. I think Al Heyman will do business with anyone. It's more on Bob Arum, where he just chooses not to do business. And in some cases, he keeps the money in house.
Yeah, I understand it. But yeah, Virginia, I mean, yeah, but we, well, Pacquiao Horn is just the aftermath. Remember when he had Cotto, Cloudy,
Margarito,
all fighting each other.
All fighting each other.
And also, he's known to do that. And I always say, you know, John King did that. You'd hear outcries of how outrageous it is. But, you know, Arum is just, and Arum being Arum.
Absolutely. Now, Doc, what I see going on right now in the second round, Peterson is looking to penetrate Errol Spence's guard, and he wants to take the fight to Spence and make it a telephone booth match.
Mm.
Want to fight on the inside? That's the only chance Peterson has of winning the fight. He cannot win the fight on the outside. Case in point.
Yeah, yeah. It's round two of Errol Spence, the IBF undefeated champion from Dallas, Texas, 22-0, but he has a whole bunch of fans. I think he's born here in New York and has family out there now.
And he was born in Brentwood.
Okay, that's almost anything he said, baby. You know what I mean? That's where his family's from. He said he's delighted that his family is able to see him fight. And right now, he's gone away from, you know, the boxing that we thought we would see.
Doc Peterson might be hurt.
Yeah, yeah. But Spence joined the Sayads and savvy of the older fighter, not rushing into anything there, you know, not getting hit, trying to hit.
And, you know, sometimes all it takes is a millisecond for a fighter to get hurt, and the other fighter that did the damage may not even see it. I'm not saying that that's what transpired now, but, you know, it's an important fact for people to know.
Mm. Yeah, well. You know, Fox Candy's Boys and Blog Talk Radio, the Justin Garvey, Eric Live from the Barclays Center with JG, one of the, you remind me of Spence, he's a young guy with an old man, IQ of the science. And we are closing down our round two. Spence has been a little more offensive, but if this continues like this, JG, we will not go 12 rounds tonight.
We're 3-for-3. I
concur.
Yet again.
There I am. No hitter. Perfect game. It is, in fact, let's go over here real quick and get PG. First couple of rounds here. Round one, a shootout round. Round two, a lot more offense than we thought we would see this early in this fight.
I think Spence is dominating. He started off by with a jab in the first round. Peterson's paying attention to the jab, and now he's leaving his body open. He got caught with a few good body shots that are seen. They're gonna break him down. I think he's gonna be out of here sooner than we think.
Peter G, with his analysis, going back to Dallas, you got to be pretty happy with what you see in the first two rounds, even more so what you saw in round two, because we didn't think we'd see that much offense this soon in this fight.
Yeah, it was only a matter of time. So far, like I think that Spencer definitely got it. He's definitely controlling, being the ring general right now, and that body work is starting to come in right now, which I don't think LeBron's been hit by anybody with that kind of power in his career, so we'll see how long he can go.
So, due to body, the head falls. There's round three starting to start here. We're going to go up, talk to Mitch and him, and see what's happening, their opinions on this. We'll get across. Once again here, round two, I think we saw a lot more offense than what we were going to see this early in this fight.
Well, I don't think so. I think Errol Spence trying to push the action to make Lamont Peterson fight him. As you can see, Lamont Peterson just got the turtle shell defense up, ain't really throwing too much punches. So Spence trying to push the action to make him open himself up so he can place him with better shots.
So an impressive win if this thing gets stopped within the next two or three rounds. A big one anyway, but really impressive to see him do this to a guy of his stature, Peterson.
Yeah, I definitely agree. This is Errol Spence's year to show up and show out. And for him to get recognized as the superstar that everybody think he is, he has to win a spectacular performance. Earl is putting on a spectacular performance now. He's letting Peterson know, you can't do nothing with me. He's ring generalship, catching him with the bigger punches. He's just a wipeout right now.
It's amazing, too, because a lot of people didn't want to give him credit when he won this fight. Went over there. I mean, he went to another man's land, took the title from him, hadn't fought in the longest time of his career, and he didn't get the kind of credit for going over there and winning a world championship on another guy's turf.
Well, these are people who really don't know nothing about boxing. Because if you don't give them credit for going over to another country to win the IBF title, that should take everything away from you.
And this Rocky and Roman will be back at you. Okay, Mitch is here. Mitch, what are we seeing now? It looks like Spence is trying to really dominate you.
He dominated down there. He just showed a side of life in the third round. Unfortunately, it's unknown.
Also, remember, he's coming off of a really
you're taking a shot with your gun. You got to get a bigger gun.
You called it, Doc. You called it. You said it.
Right now, Mitch, the guns are blazing.
The guns are blazing. The fight is heating up, but Spence is getting the best of it. And Peterson's on a retreat, so... Let's see.
Mitch, I think we're kind of surprised to see this much offense just earlier, but I think we thought we were going to see a chess match for four or five rounds. The offense that we're getting is a pleasant surprise, but it's a surprise.
I agree. Both guys are notorious slow starters, but in the third round, we got ourselves a good fight. Good fight.
So I'll be back at you in a minute, baby. Okay, Chris? We've got a lot more offense earlier happening in the fight that we thought was going to be more of a chess match.
It came out a little slow in the first round. But Spence, I think he's just trying to turn it on and finish this guy because he's showing a lot more offense than he showed in the previous fight. So, you know, he's coming at him. And I think he realizes that he can hurt him, especially to the body, because every time he hits him to the body, he's moving Peterson around the ring. And Spence is starting to pour it on now after the third round.
Just kind of spray, though, that he showed physically. All the people don't want to fight him. They damn sure ain't going to fight him now.
Nah, they see those heavy hands, but they don't want any part of this. You know, this is the truth. And I think tonight he's going to prove to the world why he's the most feared fighter in boxing.
Hey, see that? Thanks, that'll be like, thanks, Chris. I said this wasn't me on Blog Talk Radio. Justin Garvey and Eric. I mean, Danny, the fight.
Which one?
The Easter fight. Listen, the Easter fight. No question. That was a robbery.
Yeah, a highway robbery, man.
Okay, man.
Although, you know what? They're never going to give a close fight to the guy that came in overweight. So,
it's funny because JG said the same thing. You don't make the weight. I'm thinking the consensus is, well, look, you know, the title's going to be out there. So why put it out there? Let's keep it where it is.
That's right. And, you know, the Dominicans always get the short end of the stick, man.
he's got his own self to blame. But on the other hand, as Chris said, you went 8 rounds of the fight.
And he gave him a few rounds. He gave him a few rounds, but he took the rounds off. You know, 8 and 9, he just took them off. He didn't do anything. So it was sad. I think if he would have stepped it up a little bit, he would have been all right. But, you know, if anything, at worst, I would have given it a draw, and I would have been happier.
Yeah, and you've been happy, but not totally happy. Okay, right now, Spencer should have let my offense do what we thought he would do this early in the fight.
I have Spencer 30 by 27, and Spencer's playing a perfect fight. I think by the 8th or 9th round, he's going to get his speed. He's going to get
it. What's up, Danny? Danny, stop. We'll be back to you. Okay, yeah. We'll work it out with that. Okay. There you go. So we've got it. We're catching it. We're in round 4. You can always tell when it's a good fight because it moves quick. We're in 4. Talking to some of the other people I got here, if I can get in between rounds and see what they thought was on that first fight. Hey, Styles just gave us his thoughts. Hey, it's been, you know, JG, like I said, yeah. Okay. JG, you can always have a good fight because you look at it and say, wow, it's the 4th round already? It's a good fight. It's moving quickly.
No, absolutely. Both fighters are fighting at an even slow pace. And the action picked up in rounds 3 and now in the 4th round. Based on what I saw in the 3rd round, Spence took a little bit of leather, but that was a result of Spence taking some chances and going to Lamont's body. Seems like he's taking Lamont's power, and I guess he took it and walked through it. Okay? In the 4th, as you can see, Spence is putting together some beautiful combinations. At the rate of the going, Doc, this doesn't go the distance.
It won't be long. 4 for 4.
Whoa!
Who would have thought two guys know this classic boxers would be stuck out? You know, Hearns in it. I mean, no much in that history, but they're fighting instead of boxing. I just go ahead and fight.
Well, Styles makes fights, and Lamont Peterson isn't going to win a boxing match. Isn't going to win a boxing contest with Spence. I have to take it so long.
To me, a tremendous point. And that's what, ladies and gentlemen, I told you. A young genius, a young lion. A tremendous point. I'm not going to win a boxing match. You know what I mean? Listen, I'm not going to bunt. Throw me the fastball.
Right over the plate.
Yeah. It's round 5. The crowd is alive. It's been a really good fight. And everybody is talking to stuff. And right now, Chris has been so much out of control. He didn't tell the referee what to do, JG.
Absolutely.
He's also shown that, you know,
we saw here on the replay, Peterson landed a very, very good shot that would have hurt most fighters.
Yes.
He's
showing ability, you know, and in boxing, you're not looking to take a punch, but if it happens, you're thankful to have the ability to be able to take a punch. You know, this show that he's putting on tonight, for all the guys who don't want to fight him, they're just going to go up and wait a good hour.
And it's a testament to Spencer's ability to reiterate. He was off for over 8 months. Long layoff.
Yeah, right. All right. His trainer, Washington, won Trainer of the Year. And at the rate he's going, with this being the first fight of the year, he throws another wonderful performance like this. He's a fighter of the year also. Oh, he's working right now. He's a fighter in January. That's a show.
Yeah.
Voice is a little tail. Doc Spanny Sports Net Blog. Doc Ready. I'm discussing during Red Early Lounge.
Yeah.
Doc is in there. Ben. Ben. Ben.
You think
we're going to turn out the lights? Well, he's over a lot of time left. A lot of time left. Let's see the ocean.
Doc, can he close the show like the champion he is?
We will find out.
He has Lamont Peterson in deep waters. The question is, can he found him?
Let's see. right now for sure. I think he's going to call a white hat. He's 5'5". He's trying to survive. You know, it sounds like this. Why aren't you getting in close to time to hold? You would think.
He's fighting with urgency. He's stepping on the gas pedal.
Peterson throwing back. 119 left, a long time to fight.
Spence is landing flush, and he's also deflecting what Peterson is throwing.
And he's calm in his attempt to contour and finish this fight right here. But I must say, Peterson is violent in his attempt not to go.
What hard by Peterson. What hard decorated by Lamont Peterson.
Oh, well, I said one of the lead fighters of this era, a true professional. This is a huge win for Smith against an elite opponent.
I'm not sure what Harvey's point was by doing that. He did it by Lamont of Zion.
That was the whole point right there.
Lamont is ready to go.
Well, we got 20 seconds left to go, and Peterson has got about another 10 seconds. There's the hole. There's the hole that maybe can mean he can, wow. Well, I don't think it's so much as that Smith didn't finish the deal, is that Peterson didn't want to go.
Credit to Peterson for showing the professionalism
and
making it out of the round.
Like I said, it wasn't so much that Smith didn't close the deal. Peterson didn't want to be dealt out. We got at least round six, and it said a lot about both guys.
You know, Doc, I accept responsibility for my failures. I'm not afraid to put myself out there. Last year, I was wrong with every prediction that I made for each big fight. I kid you not. I thought Canelo would beat Triple G. I thought Danny Garcia was going to beat Keith Thurman. I picked Sergey Kovalev to beat Andre Ward. However, 2018 is starting right for me. I did say prior to the fight starting that Lamont Peterson would go out on his shield. So far, it's looking good so far. Let's keep the streak going.
Let's keep it going, you know what I mean? Well, I know to come in and talk to you, with the draw, you didn't lose going with Canelo. So take that away. You know, that's not a loss. A lot of people thought Koloff had won that first fight. And there was
which I was there. I was there ringside, Doc, at the T-Mobile Arena, and I thought Kovalev won it.
Yeah, and a lot of people, you know, in fight two, thought there was the controversy with the low blow that too. You know, I thought in the first fight, Kovalev was the champion who's shown no sort of pedigree or respect or courtesy as a champion. And that really leads to
I don't mean to cut you off. That was a hell of a body that just landed.
You know, which once again shows you a young guy with an old man's mentality. You know, guys don't throw the head hunting. He's working the body. Not the body puncher of Chavez or Duran, but one of the best body punchers around. And that goes to his car.
Or Miguel Cotto, for that matter. That's one of the better body punchers.
Yeah. A point not really noted, hyphened on, or respected. It's round number six. And if you're here, glad you are.
Jeez. What were the punch stats, Doc? Up until round five, Peterson has landed 135 punches. So what was it, Peterson? 12? Did I say that correctly?
Yes. I hope we do. So we'll look and see. It wouldn't be a surprise, though.
You know, Jay-Z had a brilliant quote. He said, men lie, women lie, but numbers don't. The numbers there.
Wow.
That says a lot.
Wow. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. Adios, mio. Wow. Wow. Man. Considered the greatest rapper of all time. Sold more records than Elvis Presley. and has a very nice wife. She's seeing a bit herself. I hear he's wasn't that blast up radio with Justin Dar. Didn't work. It is the action has slowed down some. Why is Jay-Z here in six?
You know, we're at the halfway point of the fight. Credit to Peterson, who's exhibiting great recuperative powers at the same time. It doesn't look like Spence may have punched himself out. He's a very poised and patient fighter. So maybe he doesn't want to fall into the trap that maybe Peterson.
You know, he's trying to show bring that. That Lady A said Peterson is a master of setting traps, a tremendous point. And, you know, Duran talked about in his fight against Ray Leonard in Montreal that he had Ray Leonard hurting round two, but he wasn't 100%, and he couldn't take the chance of expending himself and not being able to go the whole 15 rounds. Once again, two attributes, both there, plus factor to Peterson coming back after that terrific round for Spence. Ben coming out, not doing anything to offset autopilot, and not doing anything to expend energy that will take away from the performance so far and his stamina.
Scott, there is a major look of discouragement in the corner of Lamont Peterson right now. You know, too bad we can't hear what's being said right now, but body language says a lot.
And you know what,
Peterson is not looking like a confident fighter right now. He's looking like he's ready to fight with.
And he didn't sit down. He didn't sit down. You know, the whole time in the corner, he didn't sit down. Now the referee's looking at the eye.
The doctor.
Excuse me, the doctor. He's going to let him go. Okay. I'll let him go. And we will see what round seven brings. It's been heavily tight so far. Round seven, Earl Spence Jr. from Dallas, Texas, against Lamont Peterson from Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. And we can say he's one of the better things to count of our nation's capital right now. I can't say he's watching that Blog Talk Radio. It's Justin Garvey. They were right before a controversial decision, a robbery. But when you don't come in the way you should come in, when you don't have what's required, you can be denied. Here we go. Good, JG.
Real quick, Showtime just showed their unofficial scorecard. Mr. Steve Sparhood. He has the fight now 60-53. You wouldn't get too many people to disagree. I think Stevie Wonder, Jose Feliciano, Ray Charles.
Thank you. Great job.
That the scorecard is on. That TV scorecard is on point.
You know, you brought a tremendous point up, and talking about great
beautiful uppercut.
Yeah.
Beautiful uppercut by Spence. Went right underneath Peterson's guard, and it looks like he's stepping it up now. Looks like he's stepping on the gas pedal.
A lot of people don't know that Ray Charles' real name is Ray Robbins. Charles is a middle name, and he came on the scene. The guy asked him, "What's your name?" The guy said, "Ray Robinson." "Oh, you can't use that name. That's shaky." So he dropped the Robinson and used the Charles. Ray Charles' real name is Ray Robinson, which is ironic because Ray Leonard went to Sugar Ray Robinson and asked because he used the pre-sugar, and he didn't really ask the real Ray Robinson. And Ray Leonard is named after Ray Charles, who is the real Ray Robinson. Only in America.
Six degrees of separation, Doc.
Doc Stanley, sports with that Blog Talk Radio on the Justin Dart. Now we got to have some concern here. It's a one-sided fight. But the last two rounds, Peterson has survived. He's got away. He's got about 30-plus seconds here to survive again. Should there be some concern in the switch corner, JG?
No, but you definitely don't want to take anything for granted. Boxing is known to be the theater of the unexpected, and one punch could change anything. So you know, Spence's corner should reiterate to him not to get careless.
Yeah, and
but I don't think that's
a problem. Okay, we want to congratulate Steve Farwood who is the unofficial scorer here, as he is inducted into the Boxing Hall of Fame. I'm going to go around now and talk some more. Peter G,
you know, it looked like two rounds ago.
This is going to be done. It's a testament to the savvy, to the will, and the skill of Lamont Peterson that he's still here.
I agree 100%. He's showing some real fortitude in there. Arrow's just breaking him down. It's not one punch. It's many, many, many punches coming from all different angles. He's hitting the body. He's hitting the head. He's systematically breaking down a very, very strong Lamont Peterson. This is the best shape I've ever seen Lamont in, and he's just breaking him down. I thought he'd be out of here, but he's a tough dude.
Some Lamborghinis, and so Peter's a Lamborghini. He may not be the latest model. He's a Lamborghini, so he's hanging in there. Okay, back to Dallas again. You know, two rounds ago, we thought this thing was going to be done. Peterson has... Lamont Peterson, does it not surprise you?
Not so much. It took a Brooklyn beatdown. Lamont showed tremendous heart. A lot of guys wouldn't have lasted that long. So it just shows you, my colleague over here was telling me that what level that EJ is in. They're all senses in.
I think he's talking about just radio on the Stetson Garbell Network. Spencer went over to the corner, talked to the great trainer of Lamont Peterson. GG, in Washington now are embracing. It seemed like it was the eyes that started to close. And now you wonder how Peterson lasted the last two rounds.
Piggybacking off of the point that I was alluding to, although we couldn't hear what was being said in the corner, the body language of Peterson exhibited that he was greatly discouraged. So maybe we could surmise that Peterson's corner was telling him, Barry Hunt was telling him, if you don't show me something, I'm going to stop him.
I'll give you one more, son. You know what I mean? And, tremendous display. A big win against a big opponent and a big lesson learned. We don't know what he learned, but there was something learned in this fight for Spence.
We want to see him again. We want to see him again. And hopefully it's against Keith
Thurman. As you said, we're not going to see that. Keith Thurman is not going to fight Spence. After not wanting to fight him and seeing tonight, Keith Thurman, no time soon, is going to fight Earl Spence. That's out. Now, he said he wants 10 men unless somebody comes up with him, and maybe John King can hit 10. But I don't see it happening. And you know what? There's a lot of times you sure would like to be wrong. I don't see it happening.
So then the $64,000 question is, what's next for Errol Spence?
Well, you know, we got two other champions. We got the Horn. We got him.
There was Tom Rank, and I don't think an Errol Spence Jeffrey Horn fight would
garner
much interest.
Wow.
Josh, keep it real. You want to see Errol Spence against Jeffrey Horn?
I don't want to see Spence fight regardless, but I'm just thinking, I'm just looking at things from the situation, JG, that, and you brought up a good point on the monkey wrist. I was like, hey, Top Rank now, if the fight can work for advantageous with Top Rank, and especially Horn, who's not a big name, that could work for Top Rank, because you can make some money off a guy that nobody wants to see anyway. You know what I mean? I mean, he's the most likable guy because he's the least remarkable guy. But now you leave me and you coming off hanging on the coattails of Spence. You know what I mean? That's why I'm saying that. That's the guy. Listen. He's not going to put confidence Spence in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, it's a little too soon. You got to let that quite marinate.
Yeah.
Let's see. But you know, we don't really know what Crawford is going to do as a welterweight. He has yet to fight as a full blown welterweight.
Well,
let's see what he can do.
But JC, that's my point. He's going to fight somebody else before he goes to Spence. And here's the time, Mr. Soto.
Sure.
21-0. You know, there's a lot of admiration,
not out of respect,
in both corners. You know, and the Pistons trainer talked about how he saluted bench trainer winning trainer of the year, the admiration and respect they had. So, you know, you like to see that, especially among people of color.
That are
class.
That are participants in a combat sport, which the premise is to her one of them.
March 3rd, Deontay Wilder against Luis Ortiz right here at the Barclays Center. Talk to her and his trainer, Wilder's trainer, Bob Lee, and this is an interview. Coming down, a lot of people shaking. You know, and you like about it, there's so much of that Ollie in them. You know, I say there's so many guys talk about how they respect and the Ollieism, but they don't do it. They ain't got time for the fans. They ain't got time for autographs. They're not the best kind of people. He showed a lot of Ollie. You know, reaching out to the fans. As you've been around them, you're signed for autographs and pictures. A lot of class. Like I said, a lot of guys talk Ali, but they don't show Ali. This guy shows Ali.
Hey,
born in Brooklyn. They say stars are born in Brooklyn. A star may have been born tonight.
Wow. You know, I remember his first fight here, and he was on the card. And I remember talking to him, and I was impressed with his knowledge historically of the game. In society, that's not there. Oscar Robinson, the great Oscar Palmer Robinson, at the 1997 All-Star game, was a post-mortem writer, and he made the comment that today's basketball players have no sense of history. And Oscar said, hold on. They're not just basketball players. And our society is there across the market. Nobody has a sense of history of who the pioneers, the forerunners were. And that's either baseball, basketball, track, doctors, lawyers, mechanics. In today's society, it's vogue that nobody has a sense of history. That's what impressed me more about Spence. What he saw in fight, that he knew about the history. He knew where he came from. It helps a whole lot. It helps you where you're going.
Young body, old soul. Young body, old mind.
Just like you. Stanley, sponsoring the Bronx Operator and Trusting Garden Network. It's over. Earl Smith Jr. continues to win. Calling out Keith Thurman. Marvin Gaye, as we always do, he takes us away. Yeah, and another show. It's Sports Net Box Talk Radio for the Trust in God. We're going to be going to the press conference. We heard enough here. We said happy birthday to my mother, who's soon approaching birthday number 89. But before we go, on our way, once again, Marvin Gaye, as is to say, God damn it, Sports Net Box Talk Radio for the Trust in God Radio Network.
Peace and love.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Play the world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow, no.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
live. Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, you got to save the babies.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Jess.
Yeah. Save our sweet words. Save a world that is destined to die.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that stirs the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Sammy. Take it away, good Doc.
And always great to hear that voice from Mooney. It's over. And not surprisingly, it's sort of surprisingly. Earl Smith Jr. wins impressively. Just a huge win. Not so much of beating his opponent, but how he beat his opponent and the type of opponent that he beat. It's a threefold win for Spence. It's a win. It's a win against incredible and classy opponent, and it's a win in which somewhere along the line he had to learn. There's an experience gained from this fight. There's something he could take from this fight outside of just a W. There's something that will enhance his resume, enhance his skills, and that's got to be frightening. Doc Stanley Sports and Depth, Live Sports Radio on the Trust and Guard Radio Network. Larry Hardesty will take us off. As always, I will leave you for my closing thoughts. The first and foremost one is happy birthday to my mother.
And
we're leaving now. And with that, we will, Ronnie. Life's most persistent, most urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Forgiveness is not a case of act, but a permanent state of mind. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. If a man hasn't found something to die for, life isn't worth living. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Service to others is meant to pay for your room here on earth. Muhammad Ali. I am my brother's keeper. Vertical May. My brothers come in all colors. Nelson Mandela. Dr. Stanley. I think he's saving the bottom of my heart. God bless you all and trust to God. A couple of docisms today. This can mean no in such an elegant, nice, and positive way. Everybody knows the truth, but you tell it. The thing about lies is you keep telling them, and then you eventually get caught. Doc Stanley Sports and Death, Bob Talk Radio, Trust to God Network. Odyssey takes us out. Mommy, happy birthday. Love you. Tasha, miss you, girl. Trust in God. And our one and only, Rosie Holzer with Donia. We've been missing saying goodnight to you, but we love you, Rosie. Thanks a lot. Doc Stanley Sports and Death, Bob Talk Radio, on the Trust in God Radio Network. Thanks for being with us. And thank all the guys who stopped in and chatted with us.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Thank you.
unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love is formed for me. Nailed in your hand, nailed in your feet, pierced in your side, could barely breathe. Could have came down, yet you remain standing in awe of the price you pay. I never knew of a love so true. You gave your life and still I heard you. Lost so many times to supply you again. But I repent, forgive me for my sin. You paid it all.
No need to be said. Once again, Martin Luther King Jr. birthday on this past Monday. Life's most persistent, most urgent question: what are you doing for others? As a man has found something to die for, life isn't worth living. Forgiveness is not a case, not but a permanent state of mind. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in times of
convenience and controversy, the way he stands in times of, excuse me, the upper measure of man is not the way he stands in times of convenience. Now what? I should remember that saying. The upper measure is not the way he stands in time of comfort, the way he stands. The ultimate measure of man is not the way he stands in times of convenience and comfort, the way he stands in times of trial and controversy. It took me a while to get it, okay? The ultimate measure of man is not the way he stands in times of convenience and comfort, the way he stands in times of trial and controversy. Finally got that. And another one he used to say, it's always the right time to do the right thing. And the right thing for me now is to close out. From the bottom of my heart, God bless you all. I'm trusting God. I ask you all to pray for my mother, who has her 89th birthday. And another half hour. Pray for my family. Pray for the doctor here, going through a little something. As we do the verses, the same to all of y'all. And pray for my good friends and family in Volta Redonda, my family in San Paulo, my family in Fortaleza, my family in Caxias, my family in Virginia, my family in New York, and family down in Florida. God, thank you for another show. Thank you, Lord, for another day. And we always pray that you have your will, you have your way. In the name of your son, Jesus, amen. Doc Stanley, sponsored by Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
Really? I gotta get over there. I'll catch up with them. Great people. Earth, Wind, and Fire. My favorite Earth, Wind, and Fire song. Where have all the flowers gone? And right now, I said, grace of God, still alive. Cox Stanley is gone. Leave me with three thoughts. Life's most persistent urgent question is, what are you doing about this? Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Serving as others, the rent you pay for your room here, Muhammad Ali. I am my brother's keeper, Bernard Clemente, and my brother's come in all colors, Nelson Mandela. A lowly nobody like me follows those, step with mine, trust in God.
You're listening to Sports and Death on Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network with Doc Stanley and his posse.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports and Death on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports in Depth.
Brother, that looks like the factories that Batman be in.